and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the privilege of being here today with you to present the introductory portion of a four-part message on this occasion of celebrating 25 years of Pastor Groling's public ministry in our beloved Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Just as an aside, I think this is the first 5 minutes sermon, so to speak, actually a message, not a sermon, in my entire life, and that's kind of a new experience. It'll be interesting to see whether those of us who are pastors, like Pastor our beloved district, former district president, Randy Golter, will imagine that's a little bit different for you as well in that. I say that because he's had hints about, you know, maybe 15 minutes or more in his. So at any rate, just an aside there. The focus of my presentation is to introduce this event by focusing on how God has prepared Reverend Groling for his pastoral ministry here at Christ Lutheran. Looking back is an important part of facing the future. I think we all recognize that. Not only does it help us to understand how God has been involved in our lives, and that's a good exercise for any of us at any age, it also encourages confidence in trusting God's promises in the future. I suspect that's why God kept adding to his scriptures, you know, event by event. And that goes way back to Joshua, well, even before probably, but when he promised to Joshua that the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go, every step, a promise that Jesus later on affirmed when he said, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." It's also good for us to remember that looking back begins a long time ago. In fact, before created time, when God already knew each of us, and he knew his design for each of us, both as members of his family, his future family in Christ, and also his calling for us when our time would come. So for you, Pastor Groling, that included your eventual calling to be a pastor. And that's because what God designs to do, he does. And he provides that which equips each of us for our life's work in whatever form that may take, represented by all of you here this morning. But in your case, Pastor, that included a family of origin, which is nice that they can be here with us also today, and our childhood years, which probably will be subjects of discussion at some point during the day or already has been. Your training at Concordia Seward, pre-sem training, and then seminary at Concordia St. Louis. Vicarage at Sion in Anchorage, Alaska, followed by a total of 19 years of parish ministries at Mount Olive in Bovee, Minnesota, Trinity, Wyandotte, Michigan, and Faith Lutheran in Woodland Park, all before coming to Christ Lutheran here in Albuquerque. Not to be forgotten are the involvement and contributions of spouses and children. Didn't know that you had that important effect, did you? But you do, very much so. And congregation members in those various places who have also contributed to the development of pastors in parishes across our land. Service beyond the congregation has also been a part of Pastor Groling's experience. Some of you may not be aware of all of that. Perhaps you are. Service on district youth committees, circuit counselor, synodical servant event, and community life leader, director at Camp Arrowhead, American Cancer Society, and other camp boards of directors, plus some previous occupational experience in cabinet making and carpentry, landscape construction, and restaurant management. You're now the second pastor in our circuit who has experience in that restaurant management. Seems to be a connection between feeding the body and feeding the soul. And not to be forgotten are the myriad of life experiences and difficult challenges and trials in both our personal lives, yours, no exception, and also the congregations that we have served, experiences which God also uses to mature and to keep us humble and to equip us for ministry to others. We're no exception from that statement in Scripture that all of us hold dear, quote, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves have been comforted. And as I further contemplated this presentation, it occurred to me that as we grow older, as some of us appear to be, at least a little bit, and look back on our life experiences, we sometimes and perhaps often are privileged to see how God has been involved in our lives to the ends that he has in mind for us. I want to thank you, Pastor Groling, for sharing with me and also permitting me to include your thoughts in this regard. I have that in writing from you, which I have chosen to quote as a fitting closing and further demonstration of how God has been with you from the very beginning in your walk with him. And here's what you wrote in an email. My confirmation class, my high school youth group, and several pastors, Fred Falkenroth, Henry Fingerlin, I also consider him a dear friend, and John Paul Meyer, were very influential in shaping my faith and directing me into ministry. I always wanted to be an architect, but God had other ideas. He kept directing my path toward ministry. Ministry has been challenging, rewarding, and frustrating. Through it all, God has been faithful. I have watched Satan work to destroy while God works to build. I have learned how I can't do it all, and I don't have to beat myself up because I can't. I have learned the power of the word and prayer and understand that the call is all about being faithful to God, seeking his will, and serving his people with a humble and honest heart. Quotation closed. To which I would simply add, to God be the glory. Amen.
I get to talk about seeing and experiencing God's hand at work. A few weeks ago, Debbie Yockey asked us all to kind of remember certain events in our lives where we saw or felt God's hand at work. And it was really encouraging to hear all the different women talk about how they've seen God act in their lives. And at that time, I decided, well, I'm not going to say anything because I knew I'd be here today. So I didn't say much. So I'm going to share my experience today. Neil and I met about 20 years ago on a blind date, set up through a pastor in Grand Rapids at my parents' church, who we kindly refer to as Yenta, because he did the matchmaking. And prior to that, I just finished my master's degree. I was 30 years old, had no idea this was what God had planned for my life. And my goal was to become an industrial physical therapist. So there I was, 30 years old, a regular church attendee, but not particularly active in the church, dating a pastor, then marrying a pastor who was the pastor in my hometown, place that I didn't think I'd go back to either. Needless to say, I was not equipped to be a pastor's wife, but God had plans. And I learned the requirements pretty much in my first two congregations. After 8 years of being a pastor's wife, I graduated with my second master's degree, pastoral wife ministry. I now have the ability to teach Sunday school, supervise Sunday school, direct vacation Bible school, organize craft night, organize meals, head and organize the church library, and began and staffed a church nursery. I also had 3 children under the age of 6 and worked part-time. I was very tired. When we left Michigan, our second church, one of the congregational members stated to me, "When you first arrived, you were not a good pastor's wife, but now you are." God had equipped me for the challenge of church work, but also taught me a good lesson. You work in the church, but you do what you're called to do, not what you're expected to do. Besides learning how to be active in a congregation, the kids and I have been very blessed in seeing the hand of God at work in the life of each congregation. We have been blessed to see God's hand in joining couples in marriage, healing marriages, baptisms, and even in death, knowing that a friend has gone home. We have also seen how God uses his word through Neil and others to cast out Satan and his demons in homes and businesses. We've also seen God's loving hand in all of our lives, joys, and trials. We've also felt God's hand at work with each of Neil's calls, but especially here to Christ Lutheran. You see, before we came to Christ Lutheran or received the call, Neil was actually going to resign his position and get out of ministry. And that was going to be effective January of 2008, but God had other plans, and we're very thankful for that. And that was mainly due to stress, personal health issues, and spiritual issues within the church. We were both tired and not sure God's will for our family. Then we got a phone call from Al and Marty. They called to inform us that Christ Lutheran had extended a call to Neil. President Golter and Elizabeth told us of a loving congregation and a loving community, and that we should sincerely and realistically go check out the call. So we did. As soon as we entered Albuquerque, we felt the love of God, and we knew this was a good place. We felt God's at work immediately as we arrived here at the church, met the staff, and kind of toured the facilities. I remember arriving at the hotel, and we had a bowl of fruit from Emery and Lois and a sign of welcome. Then we went to lunch with the Yakis and other staff members at Christy May's, which was fun. We toured the facilities. I met Karen Kolke in the library, who has been a dear friend since. And the kids spent the afternoon in the school, attending the classes and seeing what it was all about. And Neil had a flashback with Dr. Helge, who he hadn't seen since Seward. So that was a really good experience for him. Everyone was so friendly. And then what actually made the decision final is when we saw Sarah holding Maddie Burmeister's hand as they walked back into school from the playground. And we know this is where God wanted us to be. So God confirmed once again all this, that this is a place and that Neil was supposed to remain in the ministry, as you have cared for all of us during our health issues and as we have seen the congregation care for others. So you see, we are so blessed to have a personal God whose hand is at work in our lives, and as each of you have touched our family's lives. I'd like to say thank you for all being here on this special day, and especially for confirming Neil's call to the ministry to serve our Lord in pastoral ministry. Thank you.
Greetings in Christ, brothers and sisters. And Neil, 25 years God has used you. Holy smoke. I want to commend the saints at this congregation for extolling 25 years in the ministry for Pastor Groling, because when you extol the pastor, you're extolling not so much the man. Yes, the man fills the office and God puts men into the office. But you extol the one who set up the office, Jesus Christ, who is preaching around the world today through preachers, which is the activity of the ascended Christ to preach of himself to the world. Which brings us to the role of Christ Lutheran here in the Rocky Mountain District and in the world. And in a very fundamental sense, there is no distinction between Christ Lutheran Church Albuquerque and all the congregations in Rocky Mountain District and in the congregations around the world. Because what binds the congregations and who puts men into the office of the holy ministry is the person, the God-man, Jesus Christ. You see, even today, we are in fellowship with God through his Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. And through baptismal splashing, we've been given faith to believe and trust in him. And so in a very real sense, we are never like solo practitioners, or we are never independent franchises that share a corporate logo, which often our congregations in the Missouri Synod practice that kind of doctrine of the church. No, Christ Lutheran Church, you, the dear saints of God, and your preacher, placed here by God, are connected to Jesus Christ, and you're connected to all those who are connected by Jesus Christ. And your role and activity in this congregation is to preach Jesus Christ. As a vocation, as a pastor, you administer the means of grace. As the dear saints and laity of the congregation, your vocation, whatever it is to give glory to God, to do good deeds, and speak of him to those who ask you of the hope that lies within you. It's a tremendous joy, in other words, to have a preacher, and I know I've known Neil for a fair number of years now. God has given you a pastor who has a heart to preach Christ. And not only to those in the congregation, but to those outside the congregation. Neil, when you were in Woodland Park, you were concerned about those mountain communities and those people who weren't hearing the Word of God and how they might receive the Word of God. So what a joy it is today to celebrate the 25 years of pastor's ministry. As we do that, we celebrate Jesus Christ, who continues his ministry here in the Rocky Mountain District, and now I'm finding out in this new position in Guam, in India, in Malaysia, in Singapore. We're working in 90 countries around the world. Thank you. God bless you.
My portion in this morning's presentation is to convey to you how Pastor Groling's walk with God has touched our lives and the ministry here at Christ Lutheran Church and School, and how we look to his leadership in the years to come. Pastor, I don't know if you remember the phone conversation that we had when you called me to say you were accepting the call to be our pastor here at Christ Lutheran Church and School. I was driving home with my family from Denver, traveling through Southern Colorado. I was somewhat startled to hear your voice, and even more so to hear you tell me the good news that you were going to accept our call. I was so excited and charged up and enthused, I started blurting things out. I said, "Hey, Pastor, I'm only a couple hundred miles away. I can come by and give you a big hug." Phone got kind of silent at that point. And maybe this sounds familiar. You've heard this from Pastor before. He goes, "No, that's okay." But my enthusiasm was just one example of how we as a congregation felt about your acceptance of our call here to Christ Lutheran Church and School. We have truly experienced God's hand at work through the divine call that directed you here to continue your walk with God in his service and ministry. God's timing is perfect. We probably weren't ready for you when we started looking for a pastor to fill our vacancy. And you probably weren't ready for us either. And yet God had you in mind for this congregation. From the very beginning of our relationship with Pastor Groling, I can tell you that he's had a very profound impact, bringing his strengths, his talents, and yes, his humor here to Christ Lutheran Church and School. Pastor has faithfully fulfilled his role as our spiritual leader. He has proclaimed the Word of God and its truth and purity both in his sermons and also individually amongst us. In keeping with the scriptures and confessions, he has consistently administered the sacraments in our midst. Pastor has utilized new forms of media presentation in his Bible studies and in congregation meetings. He has kept us focused on the future by developing our 2020 vision plan, shaping and inspiring our ministry efforts in the years to come. Pastor's leadership has influenced as well and enhanced our day school. His responsibilities include teaching confirmation classes at our school, and he also makes his presence known on campus weekly. Pastor Groling has also been an instrumental factor in bringing a new and innovative English curriculum to our grade school. Most of all, Pastor keeps us focused on the understanding that our ministry here at Christ Lutheran Church and School is just that, a church and a school, both working in unison together, spreading the good news. Now, if you know Pastor, if I have come to know him, you understand that he does have the heart of a humble servant. While everything I've said so far is accurate about his ministry here at our church, I know that he'd rather us keep our focus on what Christ has done for us, how he shed his blood on the cross to save us for our sins. Pastor reminds us each week to keep our eyes focused on the cross and to be mindful of how we respond to Christ's sacrifice. As we look to his leadership in the years to come, I think it's important to revisit his own words that Pastor Moss quoted. I have learned how I can't do it all. That statement is so true. Pastor can't do it all. I think it's clear from my earlier statements that Pastor is well equipped to be our spiritual leader. God has shaped and molded him over the years and called him here to direct our mission and ministry. But he can't do it by himself. He needs our active participation. To illustrate this point, I'm going to take a moment and use an analogy. You could say that Pastor's leadership here is similar to that of a college football coach. Let me think here. Let's think of a hypothetical college football team that he could be the coach of. Who should that be? Ben, who should that be? Nebraska, yes. That's a good choice. Fitting, isn't it? Okay, so Pastor's like the Nebraska Cornhuskers football coach, and we're his team. God inspires him with a game plan. Pastor, our coach, reminds us to read the playbook, God's Word, every day. We show up here on Sunday morning for a team meeting. When practice occurs, it's during the week at board meetings and small groups and committees or fellowship events. But on the day of the actual game, who takes the field? Is it our coach, our spiritual leader, or is it us? We take the field every day as we go out to school, work, visit with our neighbors, or volunteer in the community. As we look to Pastor's leadership in the years to come, it's important to understand how God works through him to implement the game plan of ministry here at Christ Lutheran Church and School. But that implementation is only successful if we take the field and execute the plays. This month is Pastor Appreciation Month, and Pastor, I hope you know how much we appreciate you and what God has done through you and your ministry here. But even more so, Pastor, I want you to know how much we as a congregation love you. Amen.